Neil Young and Crazy Horse. I want to live with the cinema. Love Earth Tour. Down by the July 29th, Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater. A rare opportunity to see Neil Young and Crazy Horse live. Always in high fidelity. On sale now at Ticketmaster. More information at neilyoungarchives.com.
The following is a presentation of KSL Sports. First and 12. A total roundup of this weekend's BYU football and the new look Big 12 Conference. First and 12 is sponsored by Macy's Grocery Store. Your hosts are Mitch Harper and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio and the KSL Sports Zone.
Happy Sunday to everyone. Coming to you from Austin, Texas, Mitch Harper, Alex Keery. BYU falls in a tough one to the number 7 Texas Longhorns, 35-6. Head coach Kalani Sitake, well, he saw a lot of opportunities to close that margin, but far too many mistakes. Here's the head man, Kalani Sitake, after the game.
Okay, well, I'll start now. Just a real quick statement. Obviously not the outcome that we wanted. I think there's, if you look at it, for the thing that stands out to me is the missed opportunities that we had and all three phases and inability for us to weather some things and then also to take advantage of opportunities that we had. But I hate saying that like we had everything to do with it, and I think you have to give a lot of credit to Texas and to Sark and his staff. They did a great job. It's a great team. There's a reason why they're still in the playoff contention talk, and they deserve to be in that. And it's a great team, and you, when you're playing against great teams, you can't make the amount of mistakes that we made and hope to get a victory out of that. Now, I'm proud of the way our players played. They're tough. Our guys are resilient, but just missed opportunities and riddled with a lot of mistakes still. And that's my job as head coach is to handle all the mistakes, and I'll do a better job getting our guys ready. But I felt like we had such great prep going into this week. And, even though you have great prep and you have plans on how things are going to go, you have to give credit to the great talent on the other side and the amazing coaching that they've done. You guys know how I feel about Sark. I know that all BYU faithful are going to cheer for him and wish him the best. He's a good friend of mine, and I just wish we could have given them more of a fight, more of in the scoreboard. In terms of fighting, I thought the guys fought to the end and didn't ever give up. But I felt like the Texas showed their identity at the end, just taking over, just relying on the run game. Going to Brooks and just pounding the ball, and I think that was a good move for them, we weren't able to make some plays, but we're going to build from this. I feel good about our team and our culture and where we're at. Obviously, the score is not going to indicate our identity. We're still building on things and trying to progress as a team, so I feel really good about that. I just got to do a better job getting our guys ready, but the guys will fight. They're obedient. They try to do everything we ask them to. And I just need to do a better job, get them in better position to have success in all three phases. So good luck to Texas. And it was an honor to be here. I thought their fans were amazing. What a cool venue and an amazing experience. This is my first time being here. And fans have treated us with respect. And we're good to us as much as you can to an opponent. And I thought it was a really good experience, other than the scoreboard. But thank you to Texas faithful and to their football team. I thought they represented really well. And it's an honor to be on this field and looking forward to someday playing against them in the future. So I'll take any questions you guys have.
Talk about the defense. That was two stops inside the 5-yard line on fourth down, forced a fumble, able to give yourself a chance in the fourth quarter to come back.
Yeah, and I think we had some missed opportunities, but those guys just kept – they just kept playing hard to the end, and I think that long run at the end just kind of left a little sour taste in the whole thing. But we were to create some turnovers, and but there's still a lot of mistakes. Against really good teams, you can't shoot yourself in the foot with some of the missed assignments that we had, and that's my job, get them better. But the guys fought hard, and again, you have to give credit to Texas. They're a difficult opponent. I've been saying that all week. When we see them on film, they just pop out the talent and the depth and the coaching. And you could tell that they have a really good culture within their system. I know a lot of those coaches on the staff, and you can tell this thing's starting to really build. And I think they're going to be one of those teams that have a shot at the end. And Knowing Sark the way I do, I'm gonna wish him the best of luck and cheer for their success.
When these special teams have just seemed to be regressed. Why is that? And why is your kick returner returning the ball and only getting to the 15-yard line?
Yeah, I mean, we'll have to fix it. I guess I can't answer all that in one answer, but I got to do a better job. That's the easy answer. And our players try hard. They give us all their effort. Maybe we're not doing something right in terms of getting him in the right position. So that's my job. I'll get it right. I'll figure it out. But I can trust that the guys are going to give us their effort. And you're right. I think maybe sometimes in Texas, they're able to. The kicker does a great job of pinning the ball and making things really difficult on the return. So you have to give them credit for that. And then their punt returner, I mean, what a great athlete. You know, we've seen that before, and it was just one of those things. It looked like a slow motion that he was able to just make guys miss, and then it was just over, and he was in the end zone. And that was a hard way to start the game, but the guys kept fighting back from it. And you know, we created some turnovers. We had an opportunity to be in the red zone and had a penalty to bring it back. It's just little things like that got to teach our guys to be a little bit more disciplined, and that's my job. And so, yeah, we'll figure it all out. And from on the special team side of things, all three phases, we got to win at least two of them to have a chance. And if we can dominate and win all three, then we'll have the outcomes like what Texas did to us today.
At the end of that 9-minute drive in the second quarter, you're down at the 2. Why did you elect to go for a field goal there? And was there something like you didn't line up? Like, what kind of happened there?
Yeah, we had a breakdown in the communication and getting the play that we wanted to set up. And then in that angle, it was just like, okay, we kick the field goal or do we get some points and get some positive things from it? And easier to get the delay game, back it up, and have a better angle at the kick. I don't know. I felt like we were going for it so many times. Let's just keep it going and see if we can punch it in. But we'll evaluate all those things. That's on coaches. That's on the players. That's on me and our staff.
Was the offensive staff aware of the back-to-back timeout rule that's new this year?
That was my fault. That wasn't on them. Yeah, the we didn't have things set up. And I think the goal was to try to maybe draw them off sides, get a little bit closer. So we have they're such a good front. They're so big, and it's just you just can't assume that you're going to just make easy yards by punching it in. But at least it gives us more options when we're a yard closer, even if it's half the distance. And so we were thinking about doing that, but the clock was – with the new rules, the clock goes so much faster, and that's my fault. I got to get these guys right, and then I didn't think about it before. So that's one of those new rules that we had got to be adjusted to. And normally we were reminded of it, and our guys on the sideline remind me of it, but that was my fault.
Kalani, we talked about how this is a game of inches. Mm-hmm. It's a two-score game, third down. And Darius comes open, and the ball's maybe an inch high. He's made some great catches and just glances off his fingers, sets them up for kind of the TD to put it away. When you have one of those moments that's that close, what's the response? What do you do as a coach?
You learn from it, and you look at the situations and where you can learn from it and get better. And I think adversity is a great teacher for us, you know. And so whether we win or lose, I want our guys to keep progressing and learning. That's my job, but I want our coaches and myself to keep learning too, and we'll learn from this. It's a tough lesson, but sometimes school of hard knocks is a great teacher, so I'm okay with it.
Do you feel like your team made progress today in some areas, and if so?
I do. I do felt like we made some progress, and the one thing I can count on is that I told you that their effort's there, the energy's there. The fans were amazing. Our fans showed up all over the place, and they're spread out throughout the stadium, but man, just thankful for them. And so I think there's a lot of really good things that happened here. We just got to be better on the field, but there's a lot of things to be thankful for. I'm grateful I get to coach this team and that we have a wonderful fan base, and great that we had an opportunity against a great opposing team, you know, and then it's led by my teammate and a former Cougar, and so I'm really proud of them. But we could do some things better, and we plan on learning from it and getting better from this. And we'll lift our chins up and get better and find it to do it with a positive attitude. I believe in these guys, and there's still a lot more to play for.
Mitch, was that you asking Kalani that aggressive question about the quarterback spark? Were you in there getting in there? Did you get Kalani a little grumpy at you during the presser there? Hey,
he did get a little grumpy at me.
He's like, hey, you know what? He's getting some pressure back there. You can't help it. He's got, yeah, sure. Throw Jake Retzlaff in there, but he's got no time to throw. I get it. I mean, everybody was frustrated. And I get trying to defend Keaton because there are moments. But, I mean, there were also a couple of throws right at the beginning of the game, too, that mm-hmm. were almost straight into the arms of defenders. And, you know, they lose the turnover battle this week 3-2. When your defense was able to get those two against Texas, the very least you can do is just hold pat and don't turn the ball over. That's a huge one for them. But massive deal for Kalani. And I do hope that they match up again against Texas at some point in the future, because it would mean it would be in a pretty big game situation or a nice bowl. So there you go. All right, we'll take a break here. We'll come back, talk about our featured game of the week. And it was a dandy in Lawrence. Yes, the Kansas Jayhawks pulling off the upset over the Oklahoma Sooners. We'll have that next right here with you at 97.5 the KSL Sports Zone and KSL News Radio 102.7 FM 1160 AM. It is 1st and 12.